for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday afternoon, July the 1st, 1985. Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the teacher of the morning.
I want you to turn today with me to Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 1. Revelation, chapter 1. How many believe we're living in end time days? Amen. We need to know what God is saying today, I believe, to us. In Revelation, chapter 1, verse 1, the Word of God says, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And that word revelation means a coming. It means a disclosure or a manifestation, or it actually means an appearing. And from another word, it means to take the cover off. How many believe God's taking the cover off of some things today? But it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now notice it said, which God gave to him to show unto his servants things which must surely come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. This revelation of Jesus Christ came from the Father to Jesus. And from Jesus to the angel. And from the angel to John. And from John to the church. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Now I want to show you that this angel is not a angel that we would think, you know, one of God's angels, but it's a messenger. Turn to Revelation 22 just a minute. Revelation chapter 22 in the Word of God. Let's see what the Scripture says. We're going to teach this afternoon. We're not going to preach. We're going to teach. Revelation 22, verse 8. And I, John, saw these things. What things? The revelation of Jesus Christ. And heard them. And when I had heard and seen, John said, I fell down to worship. I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then said he to me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren who? The prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. Don't worship me, but worship God. So this angel was a prophet. This prophet had died, was a redeemed man, and yet he had the revelation of Jesus Christ because he brought it to John. And in the spirit, John thought he was the Lord. And he said, get up. Don't worship me, worship God. Amen? Good. Let's go back to chapter 1 now. Go back to chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ. And you'll notice what it says, which God gave to him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Everybody see that? Now look at verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So we can see that it must surely come to pass, and the time was at hand. Well, how could John say that? Because John was in the Spirit. I mean, no, there's no time and distance in the Spirit. I like to say John was a man of ahead of his time. He was not an apostle, but a 20th century prophet. He was ushered into the end of the age, wasn't he? And saw this glorious event of the revelation of Jesus Christ and things that would happen. And yet the Scripture says it must surely come to pass, and the time is at hand. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Praise the Lord God. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 16. And we know that Peter, James, and John was on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus when he was transfigured. There was so much glory in him that it came out. And you know what? I believe the sons will have an experience that Jesus had on the Mount of Transfiguration. How would you like to have that? Amen? Well, how many know it's going to take us yielding to God and to the Holy Spirit and submitting to God and crying out for Jesus to come in us? In verse 16, for we have not followed cunning, devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, this is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard, Peter said, when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed. That's a warning, isn't it? That you take heed. As unto a light that shineth where? Where's the light shining? How many know the dark places our soul? Amen? God wants to enlighten our soul. Which shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. How many know we let Jesus come in our hearts, He's going to shine into our soul and it'll come on into our body. Isn't that right? Now the word day star here, the word day star here means morning star. Until the morning star arises in your hearts. How many know the scripture says, let God arise and your enemies be what? Scattered. Now, to let God arise means we want Him to come in us. To let God arise in us, to come in us. And you know, the first coming of Jesus is going to be in you and in me before He comes in the air. Amen. Now, so we can see He's talking about the morning star. Now, turn to Revelation 22. Revelation 22. And I want to look at verse 16. Jesus said something here in Revelation 22, 16. Now, Peter said the morning star must arise where? In your hearts. All right, 22:16. I, Jesus. This book has Jesus' special endorsement upon it. And yet many don't even read it. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel. Who was that angel? A prophet. And what did that prophet bring to John? The revelation of Jesus Christ. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things where? How many know this revelation needs to be taught in the churches? Amen. In the churches. So He sent the angel to teach these things, testify these things in the churches. I am the root, the offspring of David, and what? The bright and morning star, Jesus said. Do you believe He's your morning star? How many know that when He comes in, He brings light with Him? Because He is the light. Now, turn to Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. Revelation 2, 26. And he that overcometh. Well, what does it mean to overcome? It means to get the victory over. I mean, if you get the victory over something today, you may have to do it again tomorrow. And the next day, and so forth. It also means to prevail or to be a conqueror. Anybody want to be a conqueror? Paul said we're more than conquerors, didn't he? Amen. But he says here in chapter 2, verse 26, he that overcometh and keepeth my works, God says, to the end. That's the works of the Holy Ghost now. Not the works of your church, necessarily, of your traditions, but His works. To him will I give power, to him that overcomes, will I give power over who? The nations. Now, how many know that sometimes we can't even rule our billfold, let alone rule the nations. Isn't that right? But God said to the one that overcomes, well, how are we going to overcome? By allowing the overcomer to come in us. Now, what do we overcome? Well, we overcome a lot of things. First of all, we overcome ourselves. How many can say amen to that? We overcome evil. The Bible said, abhor evil. Abstain from the very presence of evil. The Bible said we must overcome evil with good. Well, how many know it's His goodness that we're going to overcome evil by? How many know Jesus went about doing good and healing all those oppressed of the devil? How many know oppression's evil? Sickness is evil. Demons are evil. But His goodness can cause us to overcome. Can you say amen? We have to overcome the beast system. That beast is first in you and me, isn't it? We have to learn to overcome the world by our faith. And then we have to overcome the devil. Amen? How many know 1 John 2 says, little children, your sins are forgiven you. Young men, you're strong because the Word of God abides in you and you've overcome the wicked one. How many, could God say that to us today? We've actually overcome the wicked one? And then he said, fathers, you have known him from the beginning. Forgiveness, fortification, fatherhood, as we said the other night. Now, here in chapter 2 now, notice what he says. He said, the one that will overcome, I'll give him power, that means authority, over the nations. Well, let's turn that around. If we don't overcome, we'll not have authority over the nations. Amen? And how are we going to overcome? By letting the overcomer come in. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. How many believe Jesus was the real overcomer? Let me show you that from the Scriptures. Turn with me. I'm going to come back here to chapter 2. I'm not through, but I'll turn to chapter 5. And look in verse 5. Revelation 5, 5. One of the elders said to me, weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The root of David hath prevailed to open the book and to what? Loose the seven seals thereof. And that word prevail means to overcome. Speaking of the Lord. Then we go back to John chapter 16. St. John 16. In the Word of God. St. John 16. And look at verse 33. 16:33. Jesus said, these things I have spoken unto you. That in me. How many know that Christ comes in you, but you've got to also move in Christ? He said, that in me you might have what? Peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. How many can say that amen to that? But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have conquered and prevailed over the world, he said. Now, can you imagine going home at night and telling your wife you've overcome the world? Well, think you're crazy. But Jesus overcome and conquered the world. What's the world? The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Amen? If Jesus overcome the world, we can overcome if we allow him to come in us. 1 John chapter 5. Turn over there just a minute. 1 John 5. Look in verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. And how many know if it says our faith, it's because he has given us that faith. Amen? Now turn back to Revelation chapter 2, where we were. We're going to go into a lot of Scriptures. Revelation 2, again look in verse 26. He said he would give power to the one that will overcome over the nations. Verse 27, and he, the overcomer, shall rule. The word rule means to shepherd. He shall shepherd them, the nations, with what? A rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers. What's going to be broken to shivers? The nations. Even as I what? Received of my Father. So the same promise that was given Jesus over the nations is given to the overcomers. Isn't that right? And I will give him, the overcomer, what? What's he going to give him? The morning star. Now Peter said he must arise in our hearts. Amen, that morning star. And Jesus said, I am the morning star. And right here he said, he that will overcome. And he said, I'll give him power over the nations, and I will give him the morning star. Well, how many know he's not talking about a natural star up in the sky? He's talking about Jesus. And he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Praise the Lord. Now, look back there. Look back here just a minute in verse 26. Everybody read verse 26 with me, will you? And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Now we said that's the overcomers. Now turn to Revelation 12:5. We also see here, again, who it is. In 12:5 of Revelation, the Scripture is plain, and she, the woman, the church, brought forth a man-child or a male son. How many know it's not just one son? But it's a many-membered body. Amen? She brought forth a man-child who was to rule. And that word rule means shepherd, as we saw in chapter 2. Shepherd all nations with what? A rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to His throne. How many know God's the Spirit? Amen? This man-child was caught up to God. He was caught up in the Spirit. To God and where? To the throne. Now turn back to chapter 3 of Revelation. Revelation chapter 3. Look in verse 20 and 21. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. That supping, it speaks of a dinner, a feast with the Lord, a spiritual feast. But look at verse 21. He that overcometh will I grant to sit with me where? In my throne. It means in the very midst of my throne. Even as I, Jesus said, also what? Overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Praise the Lord. So just as Jesus overcame and sat down on the throne, he said the overcomer has that privilege and that right. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we can see in chapter 12 again, verse 5, that this woman brings forth that man-child, and he was caught up to God and to his throne. Praise the Lord. Amen. Everybody following me? Good. Now, let's see who the overcomer is a little further. Turn to Revelation 21. Look in verse 7. It says, He that overcometh shall inherit all things. How many know that all things is Jesus Christ? And I will be his God. And he, the overcomer, shall be my son. How many can see a relationship there? Do you know the Father doesn't tell everybody he's going to be their God? Can you say amen? But he that overcometh, God said, shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. He shall be my son. This son is a many-membered son. But it starts with you and me, doesn't it? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, look in chapter 15 of Revelation, because we're talking about overcoming. Chapter 15 of Revelation. Look in verse... Well, let's just start with verse 1. Chapter 15 of Revelation. And I saw another sign in heaven. How many know that John saw a sign in chapter 12? A woman clothed with the sun. The moon's under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. She's lit up. How many know that that woman is a church? But here he's seeing another sign. And where is the sign? It's in heaven. Where's heaven? It's in the realm of spirit, in the spirit realm. I believe heaven's a real place if you die and go there, don't you? Amen. Notice, I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire. Fire speaks of tribulation, testings, and trials. And them that had gotten the victory. The word victory there is the word overcomer. Those that had overcome, those that had gotten the victory over. Look at the word over. And when you think of over, you're thinking about coming over something, aren't you? They had gotten the victory over what? The beast. His image. His mark. The number of his name. Standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Worshiping God. So here is a people that had overcome. Don't tell me they don't know what tribulation is. They had been in the midst of it, and they had overcome this beast system, hadn't they? Amen? Praise God. Anybody want the victory over the beast in you as well as the beast that's out there? How many know you see 666 written on everything out there right now? And I thank God for that, because you know to get to 7, you got to go to 6, through 6. Isn't that right? To get to 7, you got to go through 6, so I'm glad we're seeing 6. I want to see God get it over myself, but, you know, what I want, what He's going to do is something else. Amen? Praise the Lord. But nevertheless, here's a people overcoming and getting the victory over the beast, over the mark, over the number of His name. Praise the Lord. Now, we want to get a little further with this. Turn now. Turn back to Revelation just a minute. Turn back to Revelation, over to Revelation 22 again. Let's go back over there. 21, let's read this verse again. Verse 7. Everybody read that verse with me again. He that what? Overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Oh, good. Now turn to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. How many of you cannot separate sonship from overcoming? And how many of you are going to be a son, and if you're going to be sealed, you'll be an intercessor too. Can I throw that in? Good. Hebrews 2, verse 10, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto what? Christ in you, the hope of glory. We have been justified, we're being sanctified, but there shall be a glorification. Isn't that right? Outer court, holy place, holy of holies. But here he's saying, brethren, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation and that spirit, soul, and body perfect or mature through sufferings. And how many know if you're going to mature and become perfect in the Lord, you'll know sufferings too. And when I'm talking about suffering, I'm not talking about sickness and disease. How many know that Jesus paid the price that we be healed and delivered? Isn't that right? Look at verse 11. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them something. Brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. Where? In the midst of the church will I sing praise to thee. How many know he's still singing praise in the midst of his church? In the midst of his brethren. Well, let's see who the brethren are. Turn to Romans 8:28, I believe it is. 9. It says, for whom he did foreknow. God does have foreknowledge, doesn't he? He also did predestinate. How many know that he plans you to be saved? His purpose was you to enter the body of Christ, and he's predestinated the people to be his sons. And there's the people responding to God, isn't there?
Amen.
Somebody said those that are predestined are those who did it. They obeyed God. Amen. They submitted to God. Verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be something, the firstborn among many brethren. Now, he's bringing those brethren or sons unto glory. And here it says, brethren, he has predestined these sons, glory to God, he's predestined to be the firstborn. He is the firstborn among many brethren. These that he has predestined to be sons. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of the call goes out for everybody to be saved? Jesus died for the whole world. Amen. And how many know we're all called by Jesus Christ? But how many know we're chosen? Many are called, but few are chosen. But where are we chosen? We're chosen in the furnace of affliction. How many's ever read that in the book of Isaiah? You want to be chosen? Get in the furnace. But we don't stop there. They that are with him, Revelation 17:14 says, they that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. I mean, Paul wrote to the Ephesians and he said to the saints and to the faithful. There's a lot of saints, but not all saints are faithful as they should be. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now turn to Romans 8 here where we're at. Look in verse 17. He said, if children, then we're heirs and heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, he said that we may be also glorified together. I mean, if we suffer with him, we reign with him. Isn't that right? We're not talking about our sufferings now and the things that we do bring our own suffering, but we're talking about suffering for Christ. He said, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed where? In us, in you, and in me. Praise the Lord. Now look back there just a minute in verse 17. And if children, then heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Now, you want to know what some of that suffering could be? Turn over to Galatians 4. Galatians 4. Paul said, "Now I say that the heirs of God, joint heirs of Christ," right? Paul said that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be what? Lord of all. How many know Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords? And yet he said, even though he's an heir, as long as he's a child, he differs nothing from a slave or servant, though he's Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Well, what's the tutors and governors? It's the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the shepherds, and the evangelists. Somebody say amen. Amen. And that is some of the sufferings that we have to go through, submitting to the brethren the word that they have from the Lord. Amen? And becoming perfected in God. How many know there's a lot of people who want to run? They don't want to submit to anybody. Isn't that right? Now, we're talking about being overcomers. How many know that, first of all, to overcome, we're going to be a worshiper? You believe that? You're going to have to put the armor of God on. You're going to have to forgive others. You're going to have the nature of Christ continually coming in your life and my life. You're going to have to know your authority in God and take your authority in God, aren't you? How many of he's not just out to harass you, he's out to kill you. He's out to destroy you. And we have to know our authority. How many of we have to exercise the Word of God against him? We must know this Word. God must give us these promises in our heart, and we must use this Word against that enemy. Amen? We must call upon the blood. You believe we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the Word of our testimony? Amen. We must be led of the Holy Ghost, brethren. We must guard our hearts against rebellion. And we must love each other. And right here he says, we must be under tutors and governors. And yet there are those who want to rebel against that. They don't want that. That is part of the suffering. Amen? Now look at verse 3. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. What a message there is in that word elements. And when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And the word adoption means to be placed as a son. Amen? And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son. Where? That's the morning star. That's the day star rising in your hearts, crying, "Abba, Father," praise the Lord. And then he said, "You're no more a servant, but a son, if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." Praise the Lord. Well, I desire to be a son. How about you? None of us are manifested sons. None of us are there yet. But the time will come, God will manifest His sons. Isn't that right? But we're not there yet. I'd sure like to be there. So if you're there, then just demonstrate it. Amen? Show us by the Spirit. I haven't met anybody yet that's a manifested son. Some claim they are, but I haven't met them. You know, they surely don't, you don't see all of Jesus in them. Let's put it that way. Praise the Lord. But I certainly want to be a son. Praise Jesus. Now, turn to Revelation 22. Revelation 22 and verse 14 says, "Blessed are they that do." Blessed are they that do what? His commandments. How many believe Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing"? And yet Paul said we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Jesus said, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say?" And yet here he says to us, the Lord, "Blessed are they that do His commandments," His words, His sayings, "that they," the ones that do His commandments, "may have a right." The word right means authority or privilege. "That they may have the authority to the tree of life." How many know that Adam never partook of the tree of life? How many know that God set up that flaming angel there with the sword to keep out man after he fell? You remember that? To guard the tree of life. And here he said that they may have a right or the privilege or the authority to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Well, who is the tree of life? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. How many believe He is the tree of life? He's also that river of life that John saw. Now, the Scripture calls Him the fountain of life. Now, John said to the one that would do the commandments, that would do His sayings, His words, He has the authority to eat, to partake of the tree of life, and He'll enter in through the gates into the city. Well, what's the city? Well, turn back to chapter 21. I'm glad you asked. Chapter 21, verse 2. And I, John, saw the holy city. What kind of city is it? Don't tell me a city like Tulsa, Oklahoma is holy. And I don't mean... I better watch what I'm saying. No. How many know the Hot Springs is not a holy city? Now, there's some holy people in Hot Springs and in Tulsa. But he said, I, John, saw the holy city new. New Jerusalem. How many know everything in the New Testament is new? Amen? New blood, new covenant, new wine, new Jerusalem. And he said, coming down from God out of heaven, out of the spirit realm, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And don't tell me Jesus is married to a natural city. He's married to a people. Paul said, I have espoused you to one husband, he told the Corinthians, as a chaste virgin. How many know that virgins are holy and pure and clean? Amen? Now, look down in verse 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, what did he say? Now, how many know that John was caught up in chapter 4 and said, come up hither? And right here, this angel saying, come hither, come closer, come closer. Got some more details to tell you. Come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain. I believe that's a high place in God. And showed me that great city, the Holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having, echoing the glory of God. Amen? And her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Well, how many know we're not talking about natural stones? We're talking about a people. Turn back to chapter 4. Let's look at this jasper stone in chapter 4. How many believe God's not a natural stone? God's a spirit, isn't He? Look in chapter 4. Let's see what John said. How many know we interpret this book too much in the natural? In chapter 4, verse 1, after this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me. You ever had a trumpet talk to you? Well, how many know it's a message? It's a voice of God, isn't it? Which said, come up hither, see, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately, John said, I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one on the throne, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, and so forth. So the one he saw was like a jasper and sardine stone. But God is not a hard rock, is he? God is light. God is a spirit. And yet John said back in chapter 21 that this new Jerusalem coming down from God, having the glory of God, her light was like unto a stone most precious, even as unto a jasper stone. This woman had come into his image. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Go back to chapter 22 now. Verse 14, again. Blessed are those that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. How many gates were there? 12. How many know 12 is the number of government? Yes. These are 12 experiences in God that you can have, brethren. How many know the 12 gates? How many there were 12 gates, 12 angels, and 12 pearls? Pearls. Not pearls, pearls. Well, if you got a pearl, you got a pearl, because I'll tell you what. You study how pearls are made. We won't go into that suffering. Isn't that right? But there are 12 gates. There are 12 experiences that we can actually enter. There were 12. The 12 gates represent the 12 tribes of Israel. There were 12 tribes. You showed in Genesis 49, and you can see 12 experiences through the 12 sons, can't you? How many of the first son was Reuben? Reuben in the Scripture means, his name means, behold a son. And who did you behold or hold when you come to Jesus? You beheld the Son of God. And yet Reuben was unstable as water, Jacob said. How many know as a new Christian you're unstable? Now who was the last son? Benjamin, the son of the right hand. Isn't that right? Remember when he was born, his mother was given birth, and she was going to call him Benoni, which means son of sorrow? And Jacob said, no. His name will not be that. It will be Benjamin, the son of the right hand. And how many know it cost his mother her life? It says, and her soul was in departing. How many know to bring forth this son in the end time, the church is going to have to die? This woman. You know there's seven barren women in Scripture, and the last one is the church. Amen? But God is going to bring forth his son, isn't he? Now, he said here, to the one that would overcome has a right to the tree of life, right? And it says also that he may enter into the gates into the city. And I believe when you come through those 12 gates or those 12 experiences in God, you'll be matured. How many want that? Amen. Now, how many know also that when you begin to move into those 12 experiences, you're going to be tested? Huh? How many know Joseph also was the 11th son? How many know Joseph means to add, or to continue a thing? How many know that Joseph was a preserver of life? Turn over to Genesis 49 a minute. Let's look at Joseph just a second here. Genesis 49. Look in chapter 49, verse 22. It says, Joseph... By the way, there are three strippings in Joseph's life, isn't there? Anybody want to be a son? Anybody want to go to the throne? How many know there's going to be some strippings? 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. I won't go into that now, but look in verse 22. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well whose branches run over the wall. What's the wall? The wall's a system. How many know there's a religious system as well as a world system? But Joseph's branches runs over the wall. You can't keep Joseph out, can you? There is a climbing vine and there's a creeping vine. A climbing vine will go up every time on it. You can put everything down on it and man, that thing will shoot back up. And a creeping vine will always go down. You can try to pry it up, but it'll always go back down. I'd rather be a climbing vine than a creeping vine. And it says Joseph's branches run over the wall. They leap over the barriers. Joseph does. The archers, this is the other ministries, have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. Joseph's not too popular. Amen? But his bow, Joseph doesn't miss, abode in strength. And the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the son of Israel, even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and the womb. The blessings of thy father hath prevailed above the blessings of thy progenitors, under the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Joseph was separated. And separate from his brethren. He was hated by his brethren. Amen. How many know there's a Joseph company coming forth? Amen. And I want to tell you, they are hated by their brethren. Look over in Isaiah just a minute. Look in Isaiah 66. Look in Isaiah 66, verse 5. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified. He shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. Now look in chapter 60. Look in chapter 60, verse 14. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Amen? Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
Amen. So there is some suffering, isn't there, brethren? Amen. I can take you to some other scriptures with that, but I won't. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to Revelation just a minute. Revelation 22. Revelation 22, again, look at that scripture again in verse 14. It says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and they may enter in through the gates into the city. Okay, let's see who has a right to the tree of life. Turn to chapter 2 now of Revelation. Chapter 2, verse 7. Revelation 2:7. The Word of God says, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of the presence of God. So who has a right to the tree of life? He that overcometh. Who's going to enter through the gates into the city? The overcomers. Can you see that? Why? Because they will do His commandments. Now turn with me to Revelation 14. Revelation 14, verse 12. The Scripture says, here is the patience of the saints. And how many know that patience comes by tribulation? Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep or obey what? The commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Now look at verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from the labors, and their works do follow them. We know there is a death to self, but there is going to be some of God's kids that's going to die in this end time. Can you say amen? Amen. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Now turn to Revelation 12, verse 17. It says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman, with the church, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, or the rest of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. Amen? Why am I bringing these three scriptures out here? Because, he said, he that will do his commandments will have a right to the tree of life, and they'll enter through the gate, 12 gates of the city, the gates of the city. Now, one other scripture with that. Turn to John chapter 14. How many know Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. John 14. Praise God. Verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself. I mean, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Amen? And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. And the pure in heart shall see God. Somebody said, well, the Scripture says you can't see God and live. No, there's something in you that will die, and something of him will come into you that will cause you to live. Amen? And Jesus said, if we love him, we'll keep his commandments. And he said, I will manifest myself to that one. How many want a manifestation of Jesus? Then love him and keep his commandments. Amen? Let me give you one other scripture, two other scriptures here before we close, and we're going to minister maybe to some. Turn to Galatians chapter 1. Praise the Lord Jesus. Galatians 1. The Apostle Paul, in verse 10, how many know there are men pleasers, self pleasers, and then there are those who are God pleasers. In verse 10, he said, for do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men. For not, I neither received it of men, neither was I taught it, but by what? The revelation of Jesus Christ. That's the same as chapter 1, verse 1 of Revelation. Paul said, I was taught it, and it was revealed to me by Jesus Christ. Now, look in verse 15, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, what for? To reveal his son where? In me, that I might preach him among the heathen. He said, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. How many know that's the carnal man? And how many know the carnal man will talk you out of it if you do that? If you, amen? If you, notice what he said. He said, I didn't confer with flesh and blood. Neither went up to Jerusalem to them that were apostles before me and so forth. But he said, I went into Arabia. How many know that the revelation of Jesus Christ will cause you to go into the desert? Amen? You'll be tested. You'll be tried, won't you? Yes, sir. Now look at the last verse. It says here, and they glorify God in me. How many know when Paul came out of Arabia, out of the desert, he had a message burning in his soul. And you know, God is taking brethren into the wilderness, and they're being tested. But how many know many are going to come out with a message from God? Amen? Thank God for that. How many know Paul said there was given to him a thorn in the flesh?
the messenger of Satan to Bethlehem. Why? Because of the revelation of Jesus Christ and the abundance of the visions that he had also of Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord. I want the Lord to come in me. How about you?
Amen.
Let's stand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord God, we ask today that the overcomer come in us, the Lord Jesus. Lord God, reveal and unveil the Lord Jesus Christ to our hearts and to our minds, Lord. Lord Jesus, we cry out and we desire you. We don't desire traditions and programs of men, but we desire you, Jesus. And Lord, there's nothing impossible. What you did in the apostles of old, Lord, in bringing the revelation of Christ to them, you can bring it to us, Lord. So, Lord God, in this end time that we're living, we pray today that, Lord, we'll cry out. Everyone in this room will cry out for the Lord Jesus Christ. And, God, I know you will not disappoint us. And we praise you and we glorify you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name. Let's just praise him. Can we do it? Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Karamonde bikira basota bahaya. Karaboromonde bikira basota bakande besita bahaya. Hibarabosida bakora basande bikida basota bakanda bahaya. Sibarabosida bakora basanda bakata bahaya. Radobokora basande bikita basanda bahaya. Oh God, reveal yourself to us today, Lord. Amen. Amen. One Brother Charles to come. I have a word for him. Brother Charles, would you come, brother? Yes, brother. Come right up. Praise God. Let's reach our hands up to Brother Charles. Those that God would bring up today. Let's stand the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Ki Ramandai. Reach your hands up to our brother. My son, stand thou strong in the Lord, and rest thou in thy God. For thy God is within thee and at thy right side. Yea, thy God shall not disappoint thee, for thy God has a work and a will for thee, saith the Lord. Yea, know that the apostolic ministry to stand before thee, and thy God shall bring thee forth, my son, and thou shalt grow, and thou shalt mature, and thou shalt ascend, yea, unto thy God, and to the hill of thy God, Zion. For thy God is with thee, yea, he shall cause you to overcome. Yea, the battle may be raging, but the Lord God shall calm the storm. The Lord God shall give thee peace on the left and on the right, and yea, he shall give thee peace within. For saith the Lord, even as I said, yea, this latter house, the glory shall be greater than the former. Know that thou shalt enter his glory. Even as Moses did cry out, God, show me thy glory. Yea, the Lord shall bring forth his glory within thee, shall overshadow thee, and thou shalt be protected from the wicked one. So run, my son, with the word that I put in thee. Yea, for the Lord thy God shall break down and tear down and destroy every barrier, every hindrance that's come against thee. For the Lord thy God is thy light, and thou shalt walk in places thou hast not walked, and thou shalt move in God where thou hast not moved, and thou shalt rejoice, for God has spoken it. Hallelujah. Bless you, brother. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I want my brother back here. Yes. Yes. In the white shirt there. Come right up. You. Turn around. Yes, brother. Come right on. Amen. I don't know your name. I'm sorry. Praise the Lord God. Reach your hands out to this brother. Would you do it? Hallelujah. Yes, thou hast been tested. Thou hast been tested and thou hast been in the fire. But know that thy God does say unto thee this day, the test is over. Yea, it is finished. Now that thou shalt hear the singing of the turtle dove in your land. Thou shalt hear the voice of the Lord thy God. And yea, the flowers do appear on the earth because it's springtime, saith the Lord. Resurrection life. So look not back to the winter, but look unto thy God, and he'll bring it to pass, saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. The eye of the Lord is upon thee. His light to shine within thee and around about thee. For as his eyes upon the sparrow, his eyes upon thee. Yea, his goodness and his mercy, yea, just come to thee. His love, yea, to sweep across thy soul. So magnify thy God, and know that he has heard thy petition, he has heard thy cry, and know that the answer shall come soon, saith the Lord. So be not disheartened, but believe, and thou shalt see a performance of what the Lord has said. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord has not only put rejoicing in thy heart, but in thy feet and in thy hands. Yea, the Lord thy God shall cause you to overcome, yea, by worship and by praise and by adoration. So yea, let not man tone thee down, but yea, let there be a stepping up of these things in thy life, and thou shalt overcome, and thou shalt walk on the head of the serpent. Hallelujah! Glory! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! I want this sister right here in the white dress. Would you come, please? Yes. Praise the Lord. Let's praise Him. Amen? Let's give the Lord Jesus praise. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord has called thee. His hand is upon thee. And know that I put my gifts and my calling within thee, saith the Lord. And thou hast been called to speak and to prophesy my word. So be not fearful. Be not afraid of man's face. But obey thy God. And in obeying thy God shall cause more to come. Thou shalt increase in thy God. Thou shalt mature in thy God. For I put my words in thee, and thou shalt speak them, saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. Do you know what ministry you have in you?
I have an angel to heal people.
Yeah, amen. Okay, prophetess is God's coming to me. Okay. Okay. Okay, yes. But you follow that. You seek the Lord on that. Okay. Okay, good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord says, Brother Glenn, do not look behind thee any longer, but look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of thy faith. And yea, even though the enemy has attacked thee on the left and on the right and from the rear and even before, yea, the Lord thy God to say, rest in Him. Yea, the Lord thy God shall bring thee through. For surely the greater one does indwell thee, my son, and know that I, the Lord God, do stand with thee. My angels are round about thee. They do encamp about thee. So lift up thy heart and thy voice to thy God and know that the victory is thine and the victory has been won. Yea, but there is never a victory without a battle. But I say thou hast been in the battle, but thou shalt also know now the victory, saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord God. Praise the Lord God. Amen. Amen. Let's just thank the Lord for ministering to some of these. Would you do that? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for these precious people, Lord. These are the people, Lord, of yours, your sheep, your precious lambs, Lord God, your precious stones, Lord. We thank you for them, God. We bless them this day. Oh, God. Amen. And amen. Is there any here today that who do not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost? You've never received the infilling and you really desire it with all your heart. Anybody here? Praise God. We don't want to miss anybody, do we? I want to see people saved and filled and healed and delivered. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. You know, we can teach and teach and teach, but there comes a time that people need to be ministered to. Anybody here today has not received the baptism? Praise the Lord. Okay, Brother Glenn, I'll turn it back to you, brother.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.